The city of Brantford was recently nominated for an Outstanding Film Commission at the Location Managers Guild International Awards for being a film location for The Handmaid's Tale. The award recognizes the city's contribution and work that was done with the production team on the TV series. So joining me to talk about the nomination and what it means for Brantford is Kevin DeCook, Brantford's Economic Development Officer and also the film liaison for the city of Brantford. So thanks for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start by asking just how the city was able to become involved with such a big project like The Handmaid's Tale.
Absolutely. Over the last few years, the city has made steps towards becoming increasingly film-friendly, and we're seeing that in the bringing forth of a policy in 2018 that supports film, and as well as a closer working together of different city departments on this file. And specifically, our commission, the Economic Development and Tourism Department, are tasked with promoting Brantford as a destination for film. So as we've done that, we've seen a number of productions increasing over the last few years. We've built relationships with a lot of location managers within the industry, and that has translated into a greater awareness of Brantford. And specifically on this project in 2018, The Handmaid's Tale came to Brantford and shot a significant scene at that time. And with that opportunity, we built a very strong relationship with the different location professionals, Jeremy Pinard, Ann Richardson, and Mark Beaulieu. And because of that, they asked us in 2020 if they would be able to take a significant portion of Queen Street and a part of Colburn Street and use that for this particular episode that they filmed. And when we were able to make those arrangements and show that that could be done, they chose Brantford, and that's kind of the backstory on that.
And can you talk to me about like the transformation the city went through for this project? You talked about it being a replication of a dystopian Chicago, so it's quite the change up from the normal downtown core in Brantford.
It is, and so it required many months of kind of preparation and planning. And then the days of filming are always much shorter than the time that goes into the planning. So a number of city departments, somewhere between 12 and 15 different departments, were involved one way or another during the initial consultations, and then adding their input and guiding the project from our perspective. And we worked very closely with a talented team of location professionals from The Handmaids, Jeremy Pinard, Ann Richardson, and Mark Beaulieu. They all worked very closely with us. They are essentially our contacts on the location side and coordinating things from special effects to parking to cast placements, crew parking, everything in between, working with the local businesses, different organizations that might have front facing along any of those streets, such as the YMCA. So it was a large production in terms of planning, and by working together with all these different moving components, with months of preparation and great communication, we were able to pull off what has been an incredible scene. And visually on screen, it's spectacular.
And what kind of efforts did those businesses and residents have to do to maybe just make this happen, make the nomination happen for the city?
Well, yeah, I mean, this certainly was, the nomination is an ensemble in a way, because there's so many different parties involved, from the downtown BIA to the individual businesses, the residents that live there, as simple as anybody who's commuting along Dalhousie or Colburn that were affected by, some of the partial road closure, so their full road closure for several days, to the city. So the businesses themselves were amazing to work with. The production works directly with businesses in that case, and forged relationships, tried to understand what the impact would be, and work to minimize any disruption. So each business has a unique business model, different times of day that they might operate, different clients that need to access those businesses. So working with those, the production did a great job working with the landlords for some of the apartments along there. And it really was a great local effort. The BIA came in and worked closely notifying their members, not only in the filming area, but where some of the impacts would be further down the street, parking, road closures, one-way traffic, any of that. So by coming together as a community, you know, not just the city, we really were able to offer to this production a setting and a location that was hard to find in other places in Ontario. And because we had a working relationship with them from the previous season, we were able to, build upon that and make this happen. So we're grateful to every person, every business, and every organization that was part of it.
And do you think this nomination will encourage other films and TV shows to look to Brantford as a possible filming location in the future?
It certainly does elevate our profile. And we have already received some recognition from other productions who have, reached out. And the way that film works is that a lot of the location managers that work directly with the municipalities to try and land a project in a city, they move from project to project once it wraps up. A film or a TV series may only be several months long, and then they'll find work on another production. And so several of those location managers have reached out to us, given us, a high five, kudos, and recognizing that that when they look at for future projects, that the city of Brantford is certainly one destination that they will keep in mind for able to accommodate large or small projects of any sort for film.
And what kind of benefits would come with those future projects for Brantford to be used as a filming location?
The benefits are several. The most obvious is the direct investment. So city revenues and city costs are often, significantly a part of their budget. So if they're applying for permits, renting space from the city, those revenues certainly help the municipality as an entity directly. There's also investment into the community, especially if they are here longer term for several nights or several weeks, as this production was. So we see that translated into hotel room nights, spending at local restaurants, even supplies for the production, last minute supplies that they might be picking up, gassing up vehicles. All of that does have an impact. And then, of course, long-term is a large show such as The Handmaid's Tale does have quite a following. And so that kind of film tourism, if we could call it that, where people would like to go and see where some of their favorite shows or television or sort of movies have been produced, that they would come and visit, and then that brings in additional tourist dollars into a community as well. So we're very excited about what film offers in terms of short-term investment and then kind of longer-term awareness as the shows and the movies are released. And we see that played out with interest over time.
And we're saying that in 2021, there were 12 film projects that were brought to Brantford. Would you say that was a success? And in the future, do you think the goal will be to improve on that number and bring more projects into the city?
Yeah, it certainly was a success. We're seeing a continued growth in terms of the number of productions and the scale of productions, both large and small. There is greater recognition as filming pushes out further and further from the greater Toronto area. Brantford is one of those communities that is within reasonable commuting distance, and we offer a lot. So we're seeing that interest and that investment to grow. The work with the film industry is that we don't really know what the requirements are because every script is different, every production is different. And so what comes to Ontario and then what comes specifically to a community like Brantford will differ from year to year. Our hope and our aim is always to have that growth occur. Some years will be significant, some years will be repeats. But our efforts are always to build those relationships within the industry, to market our city as a great spot to film because we work well with productions, but also we offer some fantastic locations that are difficult to find or film in other jurisdictions.
And I would definitely say that that growth is being being made, because there was over 300 applications submitted for this award. Can you just talk to me about what that means for the city to be one of the six selected nominees for the Outstanding Film Commission?
It is both humbling and a great honor. The number of applicants received were from around the world. So there are feature films, there are, you know, significant, you know, television shows. And as we know, that the television industry, the streaming, especially through the pandemic, has grown substantially. So to be able to be recognized, not just on a local level, but on the international stage, us and Kingston were both nominated, and that is fantastic for Ontario. Ontario is a growing center of film in the world. A lot of production studios are looking more and more to what Ontario has to offer with its workforce, its cost advantage, and the talent that it offers here, the deep talent that, and the infrastructure to support all of that. So it is an honor to be even just considered, and I think it's a reflection of not just Brantford, but Ontario and what has been done here in the province. So we're humbled and excited to see if we become, you know, the winner. But if not, even just to be recognized is something that we are very, very grateful for.
And lastly, you talked a little bit about bringing film tourism to Brantford. I just wanted to ask how this nomination will impact the city's performing arts moving forward as a whole, and what opportunities maybe local residents could see come from this?
Yes. It elevates the awareness of, you know, the film and television industry specifically, and to the wider is, you know, the performers and the cast, the crew that are a part of it. It's a very unique industry in terms of how it operates, the skills and talents that are needed. Much of that is concentrated in and around Toronto. But what we've seen is, as this production and others have come to Brantford, there has been an awareness and a number of inquiries of people who are saying, hey, I would like to maybe explore what it would look like to be involved in, or even, you know, pursue a career in film overall. And so that kind of understanding of that there is an employment opportunity here, that there is a path where, you know, one's unique skills can be applied within film is fantastic. And locally in Brantford, it does elevate awareness. It may not, you know, translate immediately into, you know, studio space and other infrastructure in the city. But what it does is it puts us in contention for locations, but also for our residents who may be looking at starting a career or making a career change, and what film has to offer. So it's a win-win for everybody in terms of awareness, in terms of future opportunity, and in terms of civic pride.
Okay, Kevin, this was awesome. I want to thank you again for taking some time to talk to me. The LMGI Awards take place on August 27th in Los Angeles, and hopefully the city of Brantford can walk away a big winner on that night.
We are excited just to be a part of it, and if that does happen, we will be over the moon. So thank you for your time today. Thank you for arranging this, and wish you a fantastic remainder of your day and a weekend ahead.